Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Anyone with a backyard garden who has tried growing herbs is familiar with the love-hate relationship we have with mint. That tasty, useful little plant is so easy to appreciate until it spreads like topsy and tries to take over your whole garden. But Chef Jerry Pellegrino, we are blessed to have access to such a prodigious herb.
It is true. That thing will take over everywhere. It's ridiculous. But it is a great herb to have. I mean, it's worldwide in almost every cuisine you can imagine. And it's in medicines, cosmetics, perfumes. I mean, it's in my shampoo. I mean, it's just awesome.
Well, in cooking, I know we often use it as a garnish, so much so that I think it's something of a cliche.
Yeah. That's. I think that should go away fast if it hasn't already. But yeah, it's overdone and not necessary.
Well, let's talk about cooking with mint then. What comes to mind?
Well, you can stop garnishing with mint and just put the leaves in your salad. I mean, if you know mint, it's such a refreshing flavor. I think it speaks summer. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a mixed green salad with some mint, and maybe not the whole leaf, maybe just rough chopped, mm-hmm. tossed in, you get a beautiful herbal sweetness to the salad.
And a little mint goes a long way, though, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
Now, as I recall, I've seen mint in a lot of Indian dishes.
Yes. Pudina. Mm-hmm. If you see that, you'll see that's called that in Indian. And it's in a lot of chutneys and curries. Mm-hmm. And it's also great in rice dishes, especially the basmati rice, so famous in India. It'll show up, you know, with cardamom, cumin, turmeric. To make pudina rice, Indian cooks make a paste out of mint leaves and green chilies. Oh, and they use that with curry and oil and spices and add mint paste and then finally toss the rice in it. It's an amazing dish.
Well, we all know that mint and lamb have a special affinity. What do you think about that?
Yeah, as long as it's not mint jelly. Oh. Oof. That stuff I never understood. It's like, it's the green wiggling version of cranberry for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it's just wrong. But mint sauce, which is a very traditional accompaniment, which is almost like chimichurri. Mm-hmm. And you just go with mint, olive oil, vinegar, seasonings, sometimes garlic and rosemary, a splash of lemon, find its way into mint sauce. That mm-hmm. is really delicious on lamb.
Yeah. If you wanted to try something Greek, because I know the Greeks do a lot with mint and lamb, what could you do?
Well, there is a traditional yogurt sauce. Mm-hmm. So using Greek yogurt, almost in the same way you do mint sauce, and chopping up mint, garlic, lemon juice, some cumin, a little bit of spice, and that becomes just sort of a creamier version of traditional mint sauce.
Now, I've used mint to make a crust for a rack of lamb.
Yeah, I use the food processor. I throw in rosemary, garlic, mint, a little bit of mustard, puree it up into a paste, mm-hmm. mix in some breadcrumbs, slather it on, and just roast your rack.
And let's not forget about the mint julep.
Muddled mint, you know, with a little bit of simple syrup, a bunch of ice, and then, of course, you know, a big dash of bourbon.
Cheers, Jerry.
Yes.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR, Baltimore Public Media.